Well, leadership, we've seen it hard at work this past year. Sometimes we've respected it. We've often questioned it. We've talked about it with many leaders this year who were managing and leading teams, companies, institutions, communities through the pandemic without a playbook. Well, here are some thoughts on how to lead in a world that is changing faster than many planned. Is Henry DeCio. He is former COO of the 2008 Obama campaign, was deputy assistant to President Obama during his first term in office. He's also author of Campaign Inc., How Leadership and Organization Propelled Barack Obama to the White House. He's got a new book out, Changemaker Playbook, The New Physics of Leadership in a World of Explosive Change. And he joins us on the phone in California. Henry, so nice to have you here. Welcome to Bloomberg Radio.
Thank you. Hi, Carol.
Hi. So tell me a little bit about, first of all, your year and how it's been.
It's been a tough year, right, for everyone.
But yep.
We've made the most of it. We spent some of our time, we live in Washington, D.C. area, but we spent some of our time in California, in the mountains. So we've taken our kids, they're homeschooling, and we're trying to help them sort of have a new experience out of this.
Yeah, which is a smart way to look at it, right? Especially when you've got kids, because that's been really tough for all of us. How did this year kind of shape, you know, kind of finishing up this work on this book and then getting this book out? Because it is all about leadership and how we can all be leaders. And we've seen the world change so quickly, so dramatically in the past 12 months.
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, it's interesting because almost the day that we were called into lockdown, kids come home, wife comes home from work. The day I started writing the book was when lockdown happened. So I suddenly had,
wow.
suddenly had three new coworkers in my house. And we had to learn as a family how to navigate the pandemic as coworkers, as much as my kids are 13 now, 13 and 11. So we had, and at that time, I think 12 and 10, something like that. So we had to figure out how to restructure our home so that our kids now have two bosses, right? They have their teachers online. They have us. We're now very involved in their education. And then we are also working inside of our new workspace together. And then also we're interacting with the world on Zoom. So it was an adjustment for us as a family, for sure.
Well, listen, and I love that you use the word, Henry, adjustment, because we've all had to learn how to adjust really quickly and constantly. Like, the world as we knew it just did a 180 overnight. You know, you weren't at your offices, you were home, your kids were at home in school, you couldn't go to the store like you could so easily. I mean, just everything was turned upside down. We didn't have the playbook. And I feel like we now maybe have the workings of a playbook for a world where we need to be more flexible and ready for change.
Right. So I started writing the Changemaker Playbook with the idea that I had been working for 7 years with the world's leading social entrepreneurs and change makers through my work at Ashoka Innovators for the Public. And all around the world, I'd seen how these leading change makers navigate tackling the society's toughest problems, but also navigate a world of change. And so I was already sort of in this when all of this happened. And what was striking to me was aha moment for me over these last 7 years coming out of the White House, what is that the world has shifted from a one leader at a time world, you know, that siloed, hierarchical, repeat your skills faster and faster world, to a world where everyone is leading in every moment. And that means that when everyone leads, everyone makes change, because that's what leaders do. So if everything you change changes everything, and everyone is doing it, you're no longer in that repetitive, you know, make change linearly faster world. You're now in a world of everyone, a change maker. And this world is explosive, omnidirectional, and the physics of leadership from one leader at a time to everyone leading are polar opposites.
How does that fit, though, within the, you know, traditional structure, though, of companies where, or institutions or government, where there are, though, designated leaders?
Well, it doesn't fit. And I'm also saying it's not everyone the leader, right?
Yeah.
It's everyone a leader. In this world now, we know the new business strategic landscape is fast and fluid. It's changing all the time. It's disrupted. The old world was sort of, you know, it was evolving. But now we're in a world that's being revolutionized all the time. So you can't look at the world the way you used to, and you can't run your organization the way you used to. We're in a world of change makers, so you have to build your organization to accommodate change makers.
What do you really mean by...
You have to have change makers in your organization.
Wait, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I interrupted
you. That means you have to have change makers in your organization.
And we've got about 45 seconds, and then we'll come back and talk some more. But what do you exactly mean by change maker?
So the new DNA, the new human DNA, really, across society, innovative mind, service heart, entrepreneurial spirit, and collaborative outlook. That's how we see ourselves in the world today. We have rising individual agency and the tools of change at our fingertips that were once only available to a few. And the democratization of leadership. That's just revolutionizing the whole strategic landscape.
Henry, something that struck me as I was going through your book, and that was the importance of empathy. And I what's interesting is I'm having conversations with a lot of CEOs, leaders at companies, heads of institutions, and we're talking about, you know, they've seen their workers come under so much stress, so much pressure over the last year, working from home, juggling a lot. And someone said to me, maybe what we need is a chief empathy officer. And I do think, you know, empathy put to use can make things so much better and we can all learn a lot. Tell me, though, about the importance of empathy and as you see it when it comes to change making.
Absolutely. When you live in a world of explosive change, but also you have the tools of change at your fingertips, I just, you need to know, Carol, that I'm going to make my change, understanding how my change affects your change. And similarly, I want to know that you're using your change responsibly in the world. So it used to be in the one leader at a time world, you needed to have a hard skill and just enough empathy to get along. But in this world where problems are outpacing solutions, we have to come together around challenges and opportunities, and where this world is highly, it's highly interactive, empathy is the foundational skill for change making.
Okay. So is there anybody in particular, when you think of that you've really seen it done well?
I really felt, and I write about her in the book, I thought Michelle Obama did a fantastic job.
I was just looking at that.
Mm-hmm. She brought leaders together around complex problems around children's eating and diet and nutrition and healthy living.
I mean, she brought food retailers there, right? And we know, like, there's a lot of food out there that is not good. I mean, if you think about that and having a conversation with them, it's pretty amazing.
She did a fantastic job, and she used her informal influence really skillfully, even bringing her White House chef, who understood healthy eating, to, some of these meetings with the retailers you're talking about. Walmart was at the table, the restaurant, Red Lobster, people from Red Lobster were at the table. So Big Beverage was at the table, and they were all engaged in thinking about how to improve the lives of children in this country.
So, I do wonder too, as we move forward, and I feel like everybody is thinking a lot about leadership. I mean, political leadership. Like, here we are, we have a president who's talking about, spending for the future, long-term spending that could change the trajectory of the United States going forward. But it does feel like policymakers, are so short-sighted. I mean, how do we need to apply this, or how do you see it or not see it when it comes to government?
Well, I think there's going to have to be a change across society. So certainly government has a piece of this too. But imagine, again, like I said before, we're in a changemaker world. So imagine if you're a teacher and you see changemakers coming through your doors and not students. How would you build that differently? Similarly, if you're a CEO, you see changemakers coming through your door and not customers, consumers. You would build it differently. And in government, it's particularly a challenge. We've got to see changemakers in our communities, not taxpayers, because the ability to really fight problems today is going to be the new KPI is how many of our people are change makers.
So you mentioned Michelle Obama. When you look out at the corporate world, is there anybody who kind of inspires you in that way?
Well, I'll tell you who, I didn't write about him, but I'll tell you who really inspires me now during the pandemic is Anthony Fauci. because he's had to manage his expertise through all of this, but also be relatable. You know, we don't really want experts talking down to us. He talks to us like changemakers. He gives us information that we can act on, and he's also relatable, right? He can put on the Nats ball cap and throw out the first pitch.
Right.
So I think he's navigating this, and by the way, a very, very difficult terrain for a medical expert right now. I think he's been completely skillful in how he's done this.
So I'm thinking for our audience, it's a smart audience. It's often an audience of leaders too. What would be something that you, what's an actionable item that they could take back to their teams in terms of leadership and what you've been talking about and this whole concept of change makers?
Well, I found again that if you understand that the people in your organization are change makers until they get to work, or until they get to school, right? I think the challenge for people, again, we all relate innovative mind, service mm-hmm. heart, entrepreneurial spirit, collaborative outlook, but are we really building a structure that accommodates that inside the workplace? Because when you do, you're going to unleash change makers who are going to help drive your mission forward in a very different and unique way, and it's powerful and it's exciting.
Well, Henry, nice to talk with you and certainly inspirational. Good luck and stay safe. Henry DeCio, is former CEO of the 08 Obama campaign, worked in the Obama White House, and he's got a new book out. It's called Changemaker Playbook, The New Physics of Leadership in a World of Explosive Change.